Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and I'm just really happy to be able to give you a couple of comments on my friend Dave Corbin's book, Illuminate, Harnessing the Positive Power of Negative Thinking. I started training people almost 30 years ago, and I've spoken to more than 5 million people in 55 countries. And what I've found is that positive thinking in itself doesn't work if there is negative thinking or negative blockages that the person has still not resolved. So some of the first things that I've done, which have transformed people's lives, which Dave Corbin does so well in this book, is I've helped people identify what is holding them back. And I ask them a series of questions, which I just share with you briefly in the few moments that I have. One of my favorite exercises is called zero-based thinking. And in zero-based thinking, I force people to ask the question, knowing what I now know, is there anything that I'm doing in my life today that I wouldn't get into again today if I had to do it over? Now, this is a great question. I call it a quink analysis, K-W-I-N-K, is knowing what I now know. Because if you look over your life in a time of rapid change, you'll find that there are areas in your life that knowing what you now know you wouldn't get into. And how can you tell what those areas are? Well, there's a very simple test. It's called stress. Whenever you experience stress, resistance, negativity, anger, frustration on a continuing basis, it keeps you awake at night, you think about it during the day, and so on, you have to stop and ask yourself, like a timeout, and say, knowing what I now know, would I get into this situation? Now, there's three major areas of stress where you need to apply zero-based thinking. The first area, the whopper, is your relationships. 85% of your happiness or unhappiness will be associated with other people. We say that most of your problems in life come with hair on top and talk back. And so you have to ask yourself, is there any relationship in your life, personal or business, that knowing what you now know you wouldn't get into? And if the answer is no, then the next question is, how do you get out and how fast? Now, let me tell you why. People say, well, shouldn't you stick it out and shouldn't you be persistent and so on? No, the answer is that if ever you reach the point where you say, no, I would not get into this relationship again or take this job or be involved with this person, if ever you say no to that, it means it's over. It's all over. It means that it's an unsavable, irretrievable situation. Now it's only a matter of time. And the matter of time is how long you're going to suffer before you finally end it. Because it's going to end anyway. The only question is how long is it going to take? So look at every situation in your life and every person saying, knowing what I now know, would I get into this situation again? If the answer is no, how do you get out and how fast? Now, the second area has to do with business, primarily money, your career, your finances, and so on. So look at every part of your business or career and ask the same question. Is there anything that I'm doing in my business or career that, knowing what I now know, I wouldn't get into? Is there any product or service I wouldn't bring to the market? Is there any expense I wouldn't incur or commit to? Is there any business process that I wouldn't embark on? And if the answer is no, how do you get out and how fast? Now, the third area in dealing with negative and positive thinking has to do with investments. Now, there's three major forms of investments. They are time, money, and emotions. Time is where you've invested a lot of time in something, a job, a career, a relationship, and you're reluctant. Human beings are reluctant to let it go, even though in their heart of hearts they know that it's not working and it's not likely to work. So the most important characteristic that you need for zero-based thinking is honesty. You've got to be really honest with yourself and say, is there anything into which you've invested a lot of time that, knowing what you now know, it was not a good choice? Let me give you a simple example. 80% of people who graduate from university with whatever grades, from whatever college, never use the subjects that they studied in university. Within 2 years, they'll be completely into another field and never go back for the rest of their careers. And yet there are many people that wander around for years wondering why somebody won't hire them to do the things that they learned during their courses in university, which really have no value in the marketplace. So keep asking yourself. The second area has to do with investments. The second area has to do with money. Is there any area where you invested money that knowing what you now know, you couldn't invest the money again today? Now, if the answer is no, then the next question is, how do you get out and how fast? Asking and answering this question can actually save your life, because the stress of being in a bad or negative investment where you've made a mistake and you've realized and you've lost the money, can shorten your life. And the third area has to do with your emotions. Is there any place where you've invested a lot of emotion that knowing what you now know, you wouldn't get into. Now, in accounting, there's a wonderful term. It's called a sunk cost. The second area has to do with money. Is there any area where you invested money that knowing what you now know, you wouldn't invest the money again today? Now, if the answer is no, then the next question is, how do you get out and how fast? Asking and answering this question can actually save your life, because the stress of being in a bad or negative investment where you've made a mistake and you've realized and you've lost, where you've made a mistake and you've lost the money but you haven't yet realized it, is can shorten your life. And the third area has to do with your emotions. Is there any place where you've invested a lot of emotion that knowing what you now know, you wouldn't get into? Now, in accounting, there's a wonderful term. It's called a sunk cost. You have variable costs, semi-variable costs, fixed costs. But a sunk cost is a cost that accountants will tell you is money that's lost forever. It's gone. You invested in a publication a year ago. It's a sunk cost. You'll never get it back, and you'll never realize anything from it. It's like dropping an anchor off a ship in the middle of the ocean. The point is that you have to look upon investments that didn't work out in time, money, or emotion as sunk costs. They're gone forever. And focus on the future rather than the past. So let me just wrap up my contribution to this book by saying this. And this is something Dave Corbin and I have discussed for years and years and years. And it has to do with a great principle of leadership that Jack Welch talked about. And he called it the reality principle. And the reality principle is the willingness to face the world as it really is, not as you wish it would be or could be. And the reality principle simply says, what's the reality? What is the reality of the situation? And this brings us to the most important of all qualities for success, and that is honesty. It's being honest with yourself. And we say, always be honest with yourself. Be truthful with yourself. Live in truth with yourself, and then you can live in truth with others. And wherever you're feeling unhappy, uneasy, dissatisfied, frustrated for any reason at all, ask yourself, are you living in truth? Now, we talk about this over and over again, but the bottom line of all success is to listen to your inner voice, is trust yourself. Listen to what this voice inside you says. And if this voice tells you that you're not happy, that you're frustrated, that this is not working out, then have the courage to follow the guidance of your inner voice. And have the intelligence to read this book from cover to cover, or listen to this audio program from cover to cover, and you'll learn more in a shorter period of time than perhaps you ever did before on how to be truly happy and truly successful. Thank you. This is Brian Tracy again.